This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
Hello, and here we are again at this year's Ventnor Fringe. And it's Saturday morning, and I'm here with Paulette May, who's doing Letters in the Rain. Tell us about that.
So it's a piece that was actually inspired by a visit here. I think it was 2015. I just came to kind of check out the festival and do a little like busking, and it was raining really heavily.
There's a surprise.
Well, it's something I've never experienced, being I'm from Yorkshire and I live in Oxford, but raining really heavily, and all I could see was just water everywhere, the sea and all this rain, and I was just inspired by it, and I recorded it on my little dictaphone, and I wrote something about it, and then that became this piece, Letters in the Rain. So gradually from then I've written various little bits about the weather, and all these things I've gathered up as letters, and they've become this piece which is made of dance, song, speaking. So that's it. Letters.
So it's a solo piece?
Yes, it's a solo piece, just me. But I'm playing different characters that I kind of, as I read these different bits that I'd written, I saw kind of different voices that were speaking. So one is the voice of the rain, one is the voice of wet feet. It's quite a surreal piece. A jellyfish, and earth, and this kind of future water world that as this water builds up. So it's quite a surreal kind of out there kind of wacky.
Brilliant. Have you performed anywhere else, or is this the first inaugural one?
I have performed it, but in a different form. So this is the first time it's been performed this way. I'm creating different versions of the piece, as to kind of affect, as you would get with weather. So the idea that if the audience came, they wouldn't quite know exactly what they was going to get. So this is one piece. This version here is kind of inspired by the voice of the jellyfish. So it's new. This is a new piece here. Yeah.
Okay, well, we're very familiar with the rain here at the Fringe, because sadly the carnival, I think for the second time ever in the carnival's history, was rained off.
Oh no. Oh no. I came to that last year, so I remember it was quite sunny, but then it rained the day after.
Yeah. So I hope your piece has got a sort of sunny, uplifting ending.
I'm looking at the rain in a kind of more positive way. The rain is kind of in love, and we've got another visitor. It just kind of wants to be understood and liked, rather than
has it got hope, is it?
In my piece it has.
Tell me one positive thing about the rain, apart from the fact it waters the crops and we need it. You know, people say, oh, we need the rain. Just tell me, you know, what do you find lovely about it?
I think it's nice when you're inside and it's absolutely pouring it down, and you have all these things to do, and it kind of just calms you and kind of makes you, kind of stills you in your space. And I think it gives you time and space to just think and not be so caught up in being busy and trying to do things. So that's that's one thing I've got from it.
It can give you an excuse to stop and sort of smell the roses, you
exactly,
mean?
Exactly, yes, yeah.
Well, not go outside to smell the roses, yeah. Just stay indoors, yeah, yeah. And have a look at the roses.
Yeah, yeah. Look out the window, which is kind of the emphasis of my piece, kind of this idea that we're all inside and it's raining outside, and we're kind of just, we're taken to this other world, basically. So, yeah.
Sounds beautiful, sounds really lovely. What do you wear for it?
I wear
a raincoat?
I wear a silver wig. You know why I'm wearing this. I wear a silver wig and long silver wig, which is kind of as I imagine the rain to be. I don't know. And I wear a long flowing skirt with lots of like letters stuck to it, and a silvery top. So it's it's a little bit surreal. Yeah.
Brilliant. And where did you train for this, or is it all self-taught?
I originally trained as a contemporary dancer, and then I trained in physical theatre, and so I've always written, and in the background I've always like kind of dabbled in music and sound, so I've brought all those things together from what I've trained conventionally, and then a bit self-taught as well.
So just remind everybody where you're going to be and when today.
So I'm going to be at the Warehouse today at 3:30. It's a short show, it's half an hour, and that I believe is just up
just off Mitchell Avenue.
Yeah, just off Mitchell Avenue. It's a dead end anyway, so you should be able to find it quite easily.
Don't say that. It's going to be perfect. It's going to be beautiful. And it's not going to rain. The only rain we're going to see in Ventnor today, I hope, is the lovely Paulette May and her show Letters in the Rain. Thank you so much, Paul.
Thank you. Nice speaking to you.
www.vectisradio.com.